With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has given final approval to a bipartisan plan that temporarily funds federal operations and disaster aid, and President Biden has signed it into law. The move averts a temporary government shutdown until mid-March. The measure also adds $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in assistance to farmers. Wisconsin GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden has proposed a new bill he says might slave off the threat of a government shutdown every time Congress is up against a new budget deadline.
The military gets paid, the post office, which I love, by the way, gets paid, the Border Patrol gets paid, all the bills get paid, the lights stay on, but Congress, the members of Congress, that's the House and the Senate, do not get paid, and we do not get back pay.
Van Orden says his proposal might discourage lawmakers from using the threat of a government shutdown as part of their budget negotiations. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has blocked from quickly advancing a bill that would allow local law enforcement agencies to track drones. It ensures Congress won't act this year on the mysterious sightings that have bewildered and frightened residents across the eastern part of the country. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the Biden administration to get to the bottom of this drone controversy.
Most of these drones are probably hobbyists or pranksters or innocent explanation, but the next time it could be one carrying sarin or VX, or it could be using sensitive technology to collect signals from around military bases.
Cotton was appearing on the Salem Radio Network. The death toll in the attack on a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg has risen to 5, but more than 200 people have been injured when a man intentionally drove a car into the market Friday evening. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies within. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. It wasn't a typical theft, and it has a nice ending.
A baby Jesus figurine taken from a nativity scene in Colorado has been returned, and with an apology. Police in Fort Collins say it was stolen from a public display and was dropped off anonymously at a fire station. It was accompanied by a note saying, "I'm really sorry. I made a dumb mistake. It won't happen again." Police have looked at the surveillance video and say the person appeared to be a teenager or young adult. Jason Walker reporting.
Baseball Hall of Famer and stolen base king Ricky Henderson has died. He was 65. Known as baseball's Man of Steel, Henderson had a lengthy list of accolades and accomplishments over his nomadic 25-year career. He was an MVP, 10-time All-Star selection, 2-time World Series champion, and Gold Glove winner. But it was stealing bases where Henderson made his name. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.